King William looked slowly about him. The gardens felt even less familiar and certainly far less friendly at night. He was directly before the Standing Stone, that ancient thing with its almost human shape that might or might not have been the remains of a sculpture. Older by far than Castle Midnight itself. The basic proportions of the stone suggested a human form, but not on any scale a living man could be comfortable with. Some of the peasants still referred to the stone as the God Within, and King William hoped they were right. Nothing less could help him now. The huge stone shape certainly seemed much more than human, more powerful than any human king. William smiled briefly. He wasn't the type to feel intimidated.
Who are you in there? What are you?
What am I? Older than your castle, King William. Older than your country. Older than your humankind. I am the rock on which Red Heart is based. I am the heart of Red Heart. And I have been waiting for you to come to me.
Some say you're an ancient pagan god.
They flatter me. I am the source of the unreal, which once powered the whole of Castle Midnight like a mighty engine. The unreal has slept for many years, but I can awaken it for you.
And the price? What do you want in return? I am not a fool. I know there is always a price to be paid in bargains such as this. I am not afraid. I will do what I must, for Red Heart and the royal line.
I will give you power. And all I ask in return is that you use it. Is this agreeable to you?
It is necessary. I agree.
Then all you have to do is call me out of the stone. I just need to be asked. You are all descendants, my children. I am in your blood, and I want you all to be strong again.
I know the real price, and I don't care. I pay it gladly to make my kingdom strong again and maintain my line. Come out, old monster, old god, whatever you are.
The Standing Stone seemed to flex and shudder, dark shadows rippling across the ancient, corroded stone surface. King William fell back several steps despite himself. A new, or perhaps more properly, a very old presence beat suddenly on the air. Something so big, so overwhelming as to be unbearable. King William had to raise a hand to cover his eyes. The Standing Stone cracked and broke apart, jagged pieces flying to every side, and something came out. At first it looked like some monstrous red weed that had grown up through the stone, penetrating it from within and forcing it apart. It rose into the air in sudden spurts, growing larger all the time, writhing and crackling as it spread and showed itself before King William, twisting and turning high in the air above him. The king slowly lowered his hand to look at what he had called forth. A huge blood-red growth, sprouting crimson flowers that unfurled slowly to soak up the moonlight. Finally, it stood swaying before King William, where the Standing Stone had been. A massive, scarlet organism in a roughly human shape, some 12 feet high. And King William knew its name without having to be told.
The Red Heart.
The tall, swaying shape leaned down over King William, and two great red arms reached out. Scarlet hands unfolded with long fingers thick with thorns, and both hands slammed down on the king's shoulders. The thorns sank deep into his flesh, and he gritted his teeth against the sudden vicious pains that shot through him. No blood flowed from any of the wounds. The pain disappeared almost immediately, and in its place, William felt new strength and new power racing through him, through his flesh, through his blood, awakening an old magic buried deep within him. He felt younger, stronger, and invigorated. The Red Heart withdrew its thorny hands from the king's shoulders. Still no wounds and no blood.
Return to your castle, King William, and call forth the sleeping power of the unreal. Not destroyed, not banished, only sleeping. waiting to be called back to where it has always belonged.
King William turned away from the tall, swaying, blood-red thing and headed steadily back across the green lawns toward Castle Midnight.